Virgil Hanold is the highway commissioner for Vernon County. Hanold says his crew of 20 headed back out to plow the roads at 4 this morning. He says county roads were open as long as drivers were following right behind the plow. Otherwise, Hanold says this snowstorm was a bit more challenging than those of years past.
On a normal snowstorm, my guys can make a round in 3 hours, cover most of their section. That way, you know, by school bus time, we're pretty well opened up. But today it's taking a little longer. We had one, I heard at least one guy get stuck, and we got him pulled out right away.
Keith Butler says he heard much of the same from crews working in La Crosse County. He's the emergency management coordinator there.
Our road crews are reporting in that they're having difficulty staying ahead of the blowing and drifting snow. By the time they complete a section and get back to it, it's already blown in again.
State Patrol Sergeant Dan Steele is out of the Tomah Post. They receive reports of 13 accidents and 14 vehicles sliding off the road into the early morning hours on I-90 and I-94 across southwestern Wisconsin. If people have to travel, Steele says they should let others know where they're going and stay alert.
Be aware of where you're at, like mileposts or exits, so if they would break down or they would go into the ditch, that they can give us that location so we can find them sooner.
Steele says people should stay in their vehicles if they become stranded, especially when temperatures are expected to drop tonight with wind chills of 20 to 30 below zero. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.